You might tell me, well,
there's
a pesky salesman again. Wait here until I get.
No, I think that I know what you're talking about, and I've heard these questions. But what? I couldn't tell you.
You said
they made some reason why you would. I was going to do so and so to figure on getting rid of the sale.
Well, you might say, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will. Know what? They'll get what?
Well, to me, the only thing you say there is that you hope they'll get rid of them.
And you might say, after you write a letter and after you seal the envelope, you have to do what to the envelope? You have to
address it.
We talk about children and so forth. What do you call something that the child, you know, a little smart baby likes to play with? What would you call that? Something that you might play with?
A toy. Invariably, that's what you'd call it, a toy.
What word they call it? Play free or anything like that?
Yeah, play free, play thing, yeah.
And you might tell somebody, you might give your wife a sweater or something, you might say, it's getting chilly, you better do what with this, you better
put this on, throw it around your shoulders or what have you.
You talk about fight or something, you might say one of them took a big knife and did one to the other. And
what? Slicing? Cutting?
Or if you stuck it in him, you'd say.
You stuck it in him? I remember one night I was 16 years old. I was working in a coffee shop that was owned by my uncle. And right adjoining that, in the same building, in fact, was the ballroom. They say now they have the clothes, but then you could go in the back and drink. And one night I was standing at the front door, and this guy come by, passing by, right down the main street. He was must have been this side, because he was walking this way. He was holding up the little pot with some guy in the bar and slicing with a knife.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And he was holding this up. That's why the only thing I know is whether he got stabbed or cut him or what have you, something like that.
And so, you know, teacher walks in the classroom and there's a funny picture on the blackboard. Teacher might turn around and say, who?
Well, to my knowledge, there's several expressions, or several things you might say. Who done this?
Bob.
Which I think would be mostly worth it. Who guilty of this? Or what is it out of fact?
And
fully knowing that they're not going to admit it.
Or talking about drawing, you know, wanting to know what you
say. But you might say, who drew this?
Say you want to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might take pulley blocks and a rope and do what to it?
Block a pole and hoist it up.
A couple of other things. Say you might say somebody offers to do the folder, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be. What? I appreciate you offering to do that favor, but I don't want to be.
I don't want to bother you for one thing, you might say.
Say, somebody asks you, can you do it? You might say, no, I
haven't. I haven't had time, or I don't know how. If you know how and you want me to do it, then I'm too busy. I haven't had time to do it.
If been kept too long, you'd say the meat's done well.
It's water. I was just thinking for a minute. You said this fellow Russell told you about me. What did I say? He and I had a great time. If you hear how I was talking and you didn't know, you think we're going to fight.
had a good friend.
I tell you, if I don't like you, I don't joke with you. In fact, I don't know how much is it very little to say to you. I'd rather not, if I don't like you. If you speak to Mel, I say it, but that's all I want. But when I joke with you, that's because I like you. But he and I tell the preacher, I've told him once, I say, you better be careful of him, he's going to ruin you. He is a very, very, very much churchward, this Russell, that's his name. Very, very, very much churchward. Well, he and the preacher are very cool.
Oh, you know,
Mr. Bernard. Well, as I told you, I met him when I...